Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, we have a special guest here to talk early leans for the Super Bowl and some bets you should keep your eye on. Plus, he'll guide us on what to consider when betting the big game. We're so excited to have him, Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network. Chris, I read so much of your content. You certainly are someone that I bake into all of my handicapping. I always want to see what you're on because you are extremely sharp. I was looking at your Twitter. You've gone 16-7 in the playoffs this year, and you've hit 67% of your bets in the NFL all season long. I'm pretty sure you only need about 63 to be considered an expert. How you feeling?
First of all, thanks for having me, Katie. And yeah, I mean, I think the scary thing for me is I'm obviously due for major regression. And now there's two weeks for me to just, you know, psych myself up and get ready to just go like 0-13 in the Super Bowl. So I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, that's spoken like a true gambler, right? Whenever we get too hot, you're like, oh man, I know it's coming. I know the cold streak is coming, but you know, look, 67% on the season, that is definitely something to hang your hat on. So congratulations on that. Tell me a little bit more about your journey. We talked about it in the pre-show for a second, because you were working in accounting. So how did you get into betting? How did you get into be Mr. 67%?
I didn't see it coming, honestly. It was almost, I don't want to say by accident, but one day I was just kind of bored at work and I just sent an email to a site called NumberFire, actually, about something to do with fantasy. I think they were saying like Ahmad Bradshaw was going to be the reason Andrew Luck had a bad year, which was just preposterous because like it's a running back. He's not going to factor in. And they were like, we agree with you. Do you want to come write for us? And I was like, sure. And I was writing for free, actually, that first year. I think it was 2013. And then eventually started doing it full time. And then one day, this guy, Chad Millman, you know, calls me up from, he's like, yeah, I work with Action Network. You know, I like your stuff. We do betting. Would you consider switching and doing that? And I was like, I had to think about it because it was a big risk at the time. Like I would say maybe a third, if not less, fewer of the states were legal at the time. So it was kind of a big move, but I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And, haven't looked back.
Well, that's such an amazing story. And it kind of reminds me of me too. I was working in public relations for a very long time. And I was always a big sports fan, certainly with the San Francisco 49ers, which is very sad for me still to talk about to this day. I know, rough, really rough over here. As you can tell from the background, it's we're still repping it, but we're a little sad over here. But yeah, it was kind of similar. Someone was like, hey, do you want to talk about betting? And I didn't know anything necessarily about it, but I was like, I can learn. And then all of a sudden, here I am, you know, hosting this show with Caesar Sportsbook and, you know, doing some things with CBS. So it's been such a cool journey, especially for those of us that kind of got in and in the beginning to see how much gambling and this industry has grown. So again, thank you so much for being on today. Let's get into our Mox thought. Tom Brady announced he was retiring again. He posted a short video on social media this morning sharing his decision to end his career after 23 seasons. Brady finished with 7 Super Bowl titles. That's more than any NFL team. 35 playoff wins, also more than any NFL team. And a 5-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time league MVP, the only player to win a title in 3 different decades. And he has the most passing yards with 89,214, passing touchdowns 649. It's the most in NFL history. Obviously, he leads in all those categories in the playoffs as well. And look, those are just some of his accomplishments. For me, I watched the video today, Chris, and it made me a little misty-eyed. One, I'm from the Bay Area. He is a Bay Area kid. Now, Patriots fans, no, we're not trying to claim him as a 49er, okay? I'm just saying he's from the Bay Area, and we're really proud of him. And I know that he's proud of his roots in the Bay Area as well. And I think we all think he should have retired after the Bucs won. But I think when you're the greatest of all time and you just compete and that's your lifestyle, it's hard to give that up. So I'm kind of proud of him that he made the decision and he did it by himself. I feel like it was kind of stolen from him last time. I know Adam Schefter put out the news and he didn't want any of that this time. And I hope that it does stick. And I am really interested to see how he does in the booth with that monster $300+ million broadcasting deal that he was able to secure without even being out of the league. But what do you think?
I'm just waiting for the odds to come out of him unretiring again. I don't trust this guy to stay retired. Like if he does, great. I think this season was a struggle for him and he's probably going to look back and say, maybe I shouldn't have came back this year. I think it cost him a lot of different things that we probably don't even know for sure. But at the same time, I mean, how dare he take the attention away from the Pro Bowl this week? I mean, come on, Tom. I mean, we're just gearing up for the Pro Bowl. You're out here dropping videos and just now you're going to dominate the news cycle. Like, I thought we had flag football games to play. Come on. Come on, Tom.
You know, a spoken. Well, who's your team? Who do you root for?
Anyone I'm betting on. No, I'm a Giants fan. Yeah. So, because I'm from New York, we talk about it.
So that's where the how dare he comes in. Okay, I knew there was something there. Yeah, because, and that's the thing, love him or hate him. You know, he made the game more fun to watch. And certainly he's a polarizing a figure. But yeah, it was interesting to see the odds of where he was going to go. I know the 49ers were the favorite. So I guess those have all gone kaput. And now the odds are going to be...
Don't write them off yet. It's only. Is it not even? What is it? February 1st. It's just February. Yeah, February 1st. He could be back. This is just what he does this time of year. I'm telling you, watch out.
As a 49ers fan, I am at least we'll get a little bit of a break, because the amount of people DMing me like, Brady's coming to the 49ers. He's coming. And I'm like, no, he is not. But yeah, I guess you're right. We can't actually count
you guys got
him
enough.
Out.
You have enough quarterbacks. Stop. If you get Brady, you're just greedy now. Yeah, I mean, you don't, but you do. It's, you know, it's like you always find one. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you get it. Your fourth stringer next year is just balling out. So.
God, it's painful to talk about, but we will get into it. We're going to take a quick break before we head into Capper's Corner. With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a bet credit.
Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK, 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, time now to get into Capper's Corner. Let's talk Super Bowl, Chris. And look, I told you, I make sure that I read your content before I handicap my game. So I'm still licking my wounds here with the 49ers loss. So I have not done a deep dive into it. So I'm so happy that you're here to help us. If we look at the odds as they stand right now, Chiefs are no, Eagles are the favorite, minus 125 on the money line. Chiefs plus 105. Spread -1.5. Total 50, which to me seems actually pretty high. What are your thoughts on these odds? It opened up as a pick'em. Then it kind of moved. I believe the Eagles were -2, -2.5 in some places. Now that's gone back to 1.5. I feel like a lot of this has to do with the health of Patrick Mahomes. But what are your thoughts on these odds?
I think, and I think that the Chiefs actually opened as favorites in a lot of books too. But I think what happened was the books, they, I think there was a little bit of an overcorrection, because remember the books opened the Chiefs as a big, not big, but a relatively big for them underdog against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And, you know, the money came in on the Bengals. And then all of a sudden, you know, as the week went on, people were like, actually, maybe we should bet the Chiefs. And they obviously closed as favorites. And I think the books, anytime you see a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, you know, third Super Bowl, it's obviously Hurts his first. I think they thought, okay, the public is going to hit the Chiefs. But remember, there's 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. Who are the people betting right now? It's not the everyday casual bettor. It's you know, the people with money. And so there, we've seen the majority of the money and the majority of the tickets on the Eagles here. And I don't know if the books quite expected that. And I think that's why you started to see the shift. But yeah, the total, it's interesting because, again, the public, you are usually betting overs. But we see the majority on the under for this one. And yet, the line has gone up. So that's also, there's kind of a little reverse line move going on there.
So where do you think that this is going to end up? Like you said, we've got 2 weeks out. Do you think that this gets to 3, or you think it's going to stay at 2 and below?
I do not think it'll get to 3 on, you know, that's just not something the books want to do, especially because they, again, I think a lot of books opened with the Eagles as underdogs. So I don't think they want to get it to 3 either way. I think it should be around, I actually have it right at 1.5. So it's like kind of boring to say, but I think the line is right. I think the total could get a little bit higher because
higher.
Right now, yes, because look, we've seen the majority of the money on the under, yet it's gone up. Some sharps did hit the over, but it's a Super Bowl. So what happens when all the people that, you know, all the casual bettors start hitting it like the day of? It's already at 50. That I think could get to 51 because people like to see points and they like to bet the over.
Yeah. Well, they always bet the over, but I would say the last 4 Super Bowls have gone under on the total. And and that's going to play into my next question here. So the Super Bowl is not a regular game, right? It's the biggest stage in sports. It's the biggest stage of anything. More people watch the Super Bowl than anything else. Maybe not the World Cup or those type of things. But what do you take into account when handicapping the Super Bowl? Like you already mentioned one of the things where it's like, okay, has the quarterback been there before? That's a big thing. Patrick Mahomes has been there 3 times. He's won and he's lost, or this will be his 3rd time. Has the coach been there before? Andy Reid obviously has been there a lot. And the Andy Reid coach, like, what are you looking into? Are you looking more at defense? The whole, you know, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. Okay, I'd give the edge to the Eagles with the defense here. Again, hand out 49ers fan. What are you taking into account when you look at the Super Bowl as opposed to the playoffs or even just a regular game?
Well, I think the biggest thing from a purely from a handicapping perspective is there's no home field advantage now. So you say, okay, well, how is that going to factor in? Because the interesting thing about the Eagles is they've been amazing this whole year, and yet it really doesn't feel like we've seen them tested in like 3 months, right? Because you know, they play the Giants.
Don't
like
tell
80
Eagles
times.
Fans that though.
I know. Oh no, man, no. I mean, props to, again, great season.
Yeah.
But it's like you played the Giants like 3 times in the second half of the year, and you played the Bears, and then you played the Niners with no quarterback for the majority of a game. Obviously, their defense is great. But now, it's for the first time, we're not going in the postseason. We're not going to see the Eagles with that home crowd. We're not you know, the offensive line, it always benefits those big guys to be at home. You know, no travel. You got the crowd behind you. So I think that is interesting. And also, I think one thing, and this is something you take into account for every game, but I think, you know, the referee in this particular game, Carl Cheffers, is interesting because I think we could talk about this, but he likes to throw penalties, and yet his games have historically gone under 11-1 under in the postseason for his 12 postseason games. So I think that's something to kind of keep in mind. But mostly for me, it's just the amount of time that we have now to kind of handicap things that we probably wouldn't, because we wouldn't need to or there's just no markets offered for it on a full slate. So, you know, things like now you got punter props and things like that. So you can actually start going and saying and doing research on that. Like I've already looked at things like not just like the quarterbacks versus every type of coverage, but each receiver versus every type of coverage. They're just things you can break down and that you have time for that you normally wouldn't as a handicapper because you're trying to cap 16 games a week or even during the postseason. Right. There's still, you know, multiple games in a given weekend.
It just feels like more pressure, right? Because, you know, Todd Furman is another person that I follow and respect a lot in this industry. And he had said, you know, the one edge that we have as gamblers over the book is that we don't have to bet every single game. Yep. You got to look to figure out where you see an edge and only bet that. Now, when there's only one game, one, you get a little bet happy, right? Because it's the last sign to do it. You want to throw some stuff down. But there's also less edge because there's only one game. So being disciplined for the Super Bowl, I feel like is very important. But I want to ask you something because I saw this has been a very hot topic and I did see that you tweeted this. So I'm going to quote you. You said, "This ask for a refund epidemic has hit sports betting is disgusting. You shouldn't bet over on a prop if you haven't baked in the risk of injury. You shouldn't be betting a side if you haven't baked in the rest of them getting screwed by the refs." Talk to the people here because this whole the NFL is rigged thing is getting, as you said, out of hand. It's an epidemic.
Yeah, man. I mean, just, you know, coming from New York, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I just don't like the victim mentality. I think that's really what got me started on it. I just think, and I mean this not in a betting sense. I mean, just in a life sense. I think we all go through things and things aren't fair and things aren't going to be fair at times. But you have to kind of understand how to still prosper. And that's why it's like now to see this. And let me be clear, like this is not just on bettors. This is on the sports books as well, because they set that precedent. Right. They set that precedent of, this guy got hurt. We're going to give everyone refunds. Well, yeah, because, you know, you're giving refunds on an over where everyone bet like $25. Cause that's all you let them bet on this prop. But like, you know, now it's like things are starting to happen and people are expecting this. And as betting gets more and more, popular, you're going to start seeing more and more money coming into these sports books and people are still going to want these refunds. And I just don't think that's how you approach it. I think like that's why, you know, the majority of bets I make both in a game and with props are unders because that's usually, like you said, that's where the edge is. You have to find the edge. And because I think you do get, especially in the NFL, there's always that little extra boost. You never want to see it, but there's always that little extra boost of a guy getting hurt. Like my friend was making fun of me because I had the under a half an interception for Brock Purdy. And lo and behold, he almost throws a pick.
He almost threw a pick.
He gets hurt on the exact play that he almost throws a pick. So close. And then he can't throw the rest of the game. And it's like, well, yeah, like if you had the over on that, you'd be like, Jesus. So, you know, it's just you have to bake these kind of things in. And I just wish people would kind of, because there's so many new bettors and they don't know this. So I wasn't trying to be like mean. I'm just saying, like, realize this stuff.
You're telling how it was.
Yeah, like peep game. Like you have to understand that is because the books, when they set their lines, you know, if they set a bad line or somebody gets hurt and the public, you know, kills them in a given week, they don't get a refund either. Right. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Exactly. Right. It's like, we love Caesar Sportsbook. They're sponsoring this show, but it's not like we're advocating necessarily for the books. We're gamblers. We're all trying to make money. We're all trying to beat the book every single weekend. But yeah, to your point, you have to bake in that this kind of stuff is going to happen. Don't gamble more than you can afford to lose because you're going to lose. And you could lose on something like Brock Purdy getting injured, or you could win on something like Brock Purdy getting injured. So it's like you can't take the good about it and then cry about the bad about it. And, you know, I look back also when Patrick Mahomes got injured, it's like everybody was bullying the books. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, we're going to refund all Patrick Mahomes props. Well, then he came back into the game and they end up winning that game. So it's like at what point, you know what I mean, do you need your money back? Only bet what you can responsibly afford to lose because to your point, happens. And it might happen again in the Super Bowl. Okay, let's talk about some props. They just released the props fairly early, I feel like, this year. Is there any that you're looking at? I know that these may move a little bit, but some that you've isolated potentially for an under because you said you like to look at unders.
Yeah, so in terms of, first of all, I got to say just again, like the Super Bowl is great because there are so many markets that like we don't normally have. So
exotics.
So the one I'm most excited about, just generally speaking, is – and I don't know if they're up yet, but we usually see you can bet no for anytime touchdowns. And I've been waiting all year to just bet nobody scoring touchdowns. Ooh. Because guess what? Books always, and this is not a knock on the books. It's just because you have the vig, the lines for anytime touchdowns are always usually inflated if you're betting yes, and there's no option to bet no. And so I'm not a big, anytime touchdown bettor, but during the Super Bowl, now we will probably finally have the chance to bet some no. So I'm excited about that. But in terms of specific props, Quez Watkins under 1.5 receptions. I've been betting Quez Watkins under like all playoffs. Mm. And the thing is, first postseason game against the Giants, he was down to a 27% route participation rate. He's been at over 60 for the year. So more than cut in half. Last week, rebounded a little bit, but still only to 52%. And this is a player with Goddard in the lineup. He's just been used completely different. Everything's been downfield, low percentage plays. So I don't think he's going to get to two catches, much less potentially one. He's been held without a catch in more games than he has a catch with Dallas Goedert active this year. So that's one that I'm going to be all over. And another one, I think we've seen the market on Jalen Hurts and his passing yardage a little too high. He's at 245, 246 and a half. And that's a number that he hasn't cleared that more than a handful of times this season. Yeah. And the Eagles can still, whatever the game script is, whether they're trailing, which they haven't done much, or whether they're winning, that you don't need, like Hurts doesn't necessarily need to go over that either way. He's only gone over that five times, and he's been at 243 or below in all of the rest of his games. So I think, again, people love to bet the overs. I think that's a little high.
Yep. Well, and to your point too, there's a lot of people that don't bet at all, and then they get to the Super Bowl and all of a sudden the one they want to bet. And I feel like the quarterbacks are the first thing that they run to. You know, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, and they're going to take the over on the yard, and they want points, and they want all of these things. But to your point, don't look at the star players necessarily. You know, look at the guys on the outskirts a little bit and see what their numbers are, because to your point, that's kind of where the value is. Would you advise people to kind of lay off on betting Patrick Mahomes? Certainly for overs, not saying that he can't do it, but we don't know really what the status of his ankle is. So maybe rushing to bet someone like Patrick Mahomes isn't a smart thing.
Yeah, I think, listen, with MVP odds, and I know we'll probably talk about it, you can't really avoid it because quarterbacks just overwhelmingly win that award. And so if you like the Chiefs, I think you have to kind of factor Mahomes in. But listen, it's going to be another 2 weeks. So he got 2 weeks to heal. But I think it's kind of contrary to like what you might think, but because his ankle's a little messed up, I actually think his passing overs do make some sense, because what's he going to do? He's going to chill in the pocket. He's not going to run it, because usually in the postseason, Mahomes runs more, much more than he does in the regular season. Yeah. But now, probably not going to be the case. Like he waddled to like what? He get like 11 yards or something like last week. Like, he was waddling around out there last week, but you could tell he's a little banged up. He'll probably be better, but I still think that is something. But again, now you're looking at that the yardage prop, and this Eagles defense is really good, and they get a lot of pressure. And so the line that we're looking at now is probably not going to be the line it closes at for his passing yardage. At least I think it's already over like 290, right? Where is it? I think I've seen like 290 or something like that. So it's probably going to be even higher. Under is probably still the right bet. I always suggest caution with the star players in general, because the books know that people are going to want to bet the star players especially. So that's why I'm always looking at guys like usually like a Quez Watkins or something. But for the stars, more often than not, you're going to have an edge on the under. But wait, because again, the books are going to take more and more money on the over in these 2 weeks leading up to the game.
Okay, smart. Now, I feel like it's polarizing to talk about exotic bets, and not a lot of books do them. You know, sometimes you got to go offshore for that. You can bet on the winning color of Gatorade, which I bet last year and predicted well, because I knew the Rams were going to win and I knew that they were vain enough to have the same color as their uniforms. Or you could bet how long the national anthem is. Are these things that you sprinkle a little bit on just for fun or add into something? Or are you just like, these are crazy?
I max bet anthem props anywhere I can. Like I will have a whole spreadsheet. I will do content on this. So look out for that, where like I literally go back and chart every Super Bowl anthem. And I also try to see if the person that's doing it, like what they've done. But you really have to look at not the artist, but the past Super Bowls, because what happens is a lot of people say, oh, well, this artist sung it in this amount of time. And then what happens when you get to the Super Bowl is they drag it out. Every time, because it's their one time, it's their time to shine. They drag it out. Yep. And so it almost, I'm almost always on the over. And for some reason, the line is usually just not as high as it needs to be. So I'm usually going to be on the over for a prop like that because they're just dragging it out. And I love betting the anthem because it just gets you started, right? It's like, usually it's like your first bet. You can win your first bet. I hate the coin toss. That's truly 50-50. Yes. That's like, what are you doing? Like the coin toss, that's 50-50. But the anthem, you can actually find an edge. And to Blue Gatorade, not just last year, 3 out of the last 4. So 75% over the last 4 years. And you know it's not going to be minus, like, you know, 500. So probably edge again on blue, even though neither team is blue this year. And people just love blue Gatorade for some reason.
I do. I do think it's a popular flavor amongst athletes and just people alike. Yep. And I love that you said that, though, because I feel like there's so many, you know, sharp bettors that are like, oh, exotics suck. Don't do that. But it just makes it so much more fun. And it's the last time we can bet on football. Like, you might as well get involved, like you said. Bet on the coin toss, bet on the national anthem. And it's so interesting because you like unders, but for the national anthem, the edge might be.
Gotta go over, it's just all about what the book posts. And I guess because you only get that once a year. So it's usually just a little too low. And a lot of people seem to think that, like, the artist is going to continue to just, like, run through it. It's like, no, like, I want to shine. It's a Super Bowl. Come on now.
One of my worst losses of exotics was when The Weeknd was performing and you had to bet on his outfit changes. And it was like one, you know, over three or over under three. And the guy didn't change. He wore the same thing the entire time. Like, I don't know if that's ever happened. If someone has just worn the same thing the entire time. But are there any game side bets, whether it's the total, the first half, first quarter even, that you're looking at so far for like an early lean?
For me, it's got to be the under again. Like, I have the line projected in terms of the spread pretty much spot on now at 1.5. I think that's the right line. But when you look at the total, again, it did take some sharp money. So it went up a little. And it's going to probably continue to go up to the point where there's going to be value on the under. Again, remember, Carl Cheffers in the postseason, 11 and 1 toward the under. And as you mentioned, we just tend to see these games go under the total. And the Eagles, very, very, very good defense. They get a lot of pressure. And the Chiefs actually get a lot of pressure too. And their defense has been improving over the second half of the year. Yeah. So we think of the Chiefs as like, oh yeah, their defense is no good. They're actually right around league average over the second half of the year. And their pressure numbers are even higher than that. So when you have two teams getting a lot of pressure, and I know the offensive lines are good too, but it just, you know, it's hard to go, you know, 50 points is a lot. And 51, if it gets there, that's a key number. That's when I would really look to attack. But again, with these unders, you got 2 weeks leading up and you're going to start to see more and more in the over. So I wouldn't rush out to bet it now, but that's definitely the way I'm leaning.
I like that too. I also lean under for the first half because I feel like in Super Bowls, especially with new quarterbacks that haven't been there before, they're a little jumpy. You know, it's not like there's these explosive offensive things happening in the first half of the game. So I do think in the, you know, the first half unders are something to look at as well. Are there any player props, I guess, that you're – oh, we already talked about this. We already talked about your player props. What about anytime touchdown scores? I know that you don't normally like to do this. You kind of like to vote no on it. Is there anyone that you're saying yes or no to?
So, like, if you're going to bet an anytime touchdown and you just actually want to see it hit, I mean, you got to look at Travis Kelce. This guy's track record in the postseason is – and he's just ridiculous. And, like, listen, it's the chalkiest pick, but if you look at his postseason numbers, I mean, my goodness, it's just the last 5 games, a touchdown in each game. You go back before that, and he's had two out of the three games in the postseason 3 years ago, two in the three games the postseason before that. So you're now looking at a guy who's, you know, each of the last 5, 7 of the last 8, and 9 of the last 11 postseason games, this guy has scored a touchdown. I mean, it's just unreal. He's scoring a touchdown more often than he does it in the postseason. His odds are going to be around even money, maybe a little juice. But, I mean, for if you really want to see a guy hit, I think Kelsey's the way to go. Jalen Hurts is another one. This guy, every game, it seems like he's getting in the end zone. But my favorite long shot has got to be Jodie Fortson of the Chiefs. Ooh. A lot of people probably uh-huh. don't even know who the heck that is. He just came back from injury in the conference championship, but he is the third string tight end, former wide receiver. He's running about 8 routes per game, so pretty good for a third string tight end. And about 29% of his career catches have gone for touchdowns. And this year, he's only seen 13 targets, but 5 of them have come inside the 10-yard line. So when this guy's in, he's in to catch touchdowns. And remember, the Chiefs, we don't even know who's going to play at wide receiver for them. I mean, everybody went down in the last game. And, you know, is Hardman going to be healthy? Can he make it through the game? Is Tony going to be healthy? Can he make it through the game? You also have this Eagles ferocious front 7 to deal with. I think you see a lot of heavy personnel. I think the one thing, you know, just from a handicapping perspective about the Chiefs, remember that Super Bowl they lost to the Bucks? What was it, 31-9? Mahomes, just that offensive line got run through. I think the one thing they're going to come into this one is saying, we cannot lose the same way. We cannot let pressure and, you know, just leaky line play beat us. And their line has been a lot better, but still, I think you're going to see a lot more 2 tight ends, 3 tight ends. So I think Fortson, that is my favorite anytime touchdown because this guy, if he catches a pass, more than likely, it'll be a touchdown.
Yeah. I love this. There's a couple things. One, I would even maybe just a little tiny bit sprinkle on Travis Kelce to have 2 touchdowns because he's had multiple touchdowns in several games. And it's just that's something that could happen. And I love this Jodie Fortson as well because the Eagles have been slightly vulnerable to the tight end position, certainly in receptions. I believe they've been allowing just over 4 receptions per game to tight ends. So maybe look at his receptions as well. And to your point, too, about the Chiefs saying we cannot lose the same way. But we also saw the Eagles do it to the Giants. Now, we didn't get a good, you know, we don't know what the Eagles could have done with the 49ers passing game because we didn't have a passing game. Unfortunately, we had to just run the ball. But they locked down on the Giants, and there was just nowhere for Daniel Jones to throw to. So that is going to be a big concern with the Chiefs. But I can't imagine Patrick Mahomes having 2 Super Bowls without a touchdown.
Yeah. Pat, like, this is, again, the Chiefs, remember, Andy Reid, multiple weeks to prepare. He's always great. I just think that's going to be the focus, you know, obviously, because to your point, we haven't seen a lot of the Eagles, like they didn't get tested. And so like, I think part of the film watching and the preparation for the Chiefs is not just going to be, you know, this year's Eagles film. It's going to, let's go back and relive the pain of that Super Bowl. So we don't make those same mistakes again and we don't get beat the same way. So I think you're going to see Pacheco heavily involved. I think you just might see a little more run heavy. But when they do throw the ball, and they've been doing this down the stretch because Juju Smith-Schuster, remember him? He used to be a guy that was on the Chiefs. Now, it's like the second half of the year, he had like 1 or 2 games, and that was it. And you saw them, you know, more Noah Gray, what was Blake Bell at the time, but, you know, just more heavy personnel. And so I think that continues for Kansas City here. But, yeah, I would expect Mahomes to find a way to get his. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback on the planet, and I think they'll come out with a great game plan.
We've also just never seen adversity Mahomes. He's always the favorite, even against the Bucks. You know, they were the favorite. It was Patrick Mahomes is going to make Tom Brady look like an old man. And then, of course, that didn't end up happening. But this adversity Mahomes is just a different guy, and it's kind of exciting to see. There's no quit in him, and the Chiefs just won't die. So I don't know what I'm doing game side. I'm obviously still bitter about what happened, but I don't know. I don't think you can count them out. All right, so we're looking at what you talked about already.
Real quick. I just wanted to – because I know, you know, people love this, you know, the Mahomes stat. So to your point, adversity, Patrick Mahomes is usually a big favorite, right? So when he's a favorite by a field goal or less, or he's an underdog, 18-6-1, 75%, excuse me, against the spread in his career. So that's I mean, 25 games already, and he's 75% against the spread. That's not too shabby. So bet against Mahomes at your own risk. Like we might be looking back at this because it's one thing to be an underdog to Brady, but we might look back at this and say, wow, the greatest quarterback of all time was an underdog to Jalen Hurts. Like that might be a thing that we're looking back on one day.
Yeah.
So just throwing that out there.
You know, and I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you did too, because there's so much talk about the Chiefs not being very good against the spread, but that's because they're always heavy favorites of double digits or 7-9, all of these big things. It's hard to cover big numbers. It's not easy to cover a big number in the NFL. But to your point, that 3 and below, he's money. And now he's going into this as an underdog. It just the scripted NFL, just it feels too good.
NFL's rigged, right? If it's rigged, Patrick Mahomes is winning this.
You heard it here first. Okay, so let's talk MVP, right? It's going to go to a quarterback, except for last year, I believe it was Von Miller, right, that won the MVP. So
it was Kupp, right? Wasn't it Cooper Kupp?
Oh, yeah, yes. It was Kupp.
I was hurt because I had T. Higgins, and he would have won that because Burrow, one of the touchdown passes was from Mixon, and it went to T. Higgins. So Higgins had the multi-touch. I'm still hurt over that, man. That was T. Higgins. Yeah,
still salty. I mean, look, I've got a lot of things to be salty about over here on my side of the street. Okay, so it's going to be Hurts or Mahomes. I'm leaning more towards Mahomes because I kind of like the Chiefs. Again, I don't know if that's my bias coming in here because I'm still upset or not, but is there a long shot that you could see for this MVP?
Yeah, and so I think when you look at long shots, you know, you have to look at, okay, what is something we can hang our hat on that we've actually seen to get here? So the first thing is, if it's going to be a long shot, that means we have to say, okay, the quarterbacks probably didn't have a great game for whichever team wins, because now we're fading the quarterbacks, right? So it's got to either be a defensive player or, like you said, like it could be a receiver maybe. But I look at Kenneth Gainwell at 200-1. And I say, you know, it's right here in front of us. Like every week, you mentioned it, the Eagles are blowing people out. And I'm not saying that happens again, but it could. Like it could happen. It probably won't, but we've seen it happen. 200-1 is a great price to take that risk, I think. And because I don't know, like last week, you know, they've been putting Miles Sanders on ice because they've been getting these big leads, but Kenneth Gainwell's been coming in and he's been balling, and I just wonder if maybe he gets a little more work, even if they're not, even if they don't have a big lead. And we know, what do the Eagles do? They score rushing touchdowns all day. So there's a real possibility that, you know, Hurts, even if they win, he could finish with zero passing touchdowns. Now, if let's say he either gets one or zero rushing touchdowns, now you're looking at, well, there's probably going to be two other touchdowns in the game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who's going to get them? It could be Sanders, but he's not a super long shot, but it could also be Kenny Gainwell. I mean, Boston Scott is another one, but I think Gainwell outplayed Scott in this postseason, and he just looks really good. Yeah. So that's my pick. It's Kenneth Gainwell. What about you?
I love that. 200-1. I don't know on this one. My heart says Mahomes. I know he's the favorite. You're not getting anything there, but I just feel like adversity Mahomes coming in there, winning, hobbling. You know, I feel like he's like almost like Carrie Strug, you know, from the
1996. Oh, yeah. That's classic.
Yes.
Look it up. So if y'all don't know, just look it up. It's
yeah, look it up. Carrie Strug, a national hero. And I just feel like, you know, everyone's doubting him. Everyone's saying that, you know, the Eagles are just going to run through them, and the whole Burrowwood and the mayor of Cincinnati questioning the paternity of Patrick Mahomes and all of that stuff. That's just all sitting right here. And, you know, I was pretty impressed with how Mahomes played. I think, again, like you said, there's no question that he's the greatest quarterback in the league right now. And we can't say the greatest of all time because he doesn't have all of the awards and accolades that Tom Brady has. But give him time, guys. He hasn't been here that long. He may play just as long. But as far as how he plays the game and what he's able to do, I mean, the guy's just phenomenal. So I feel like I just want it for Mahomes. I want him to have this win. So I don't have a long shot for this. I know it's very square of me, but like Mahomes for MVP.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of a market like this, though. Pretty much everyone's plus money. So you can make, you don't have to limit yourself in a market like this to one bet. Like you can bet Mahomes and Kenneth Gainwell, for example. And now you have a hedge on both sides. Like, okay, if my Mahomes bet doesn't go right, maybe I hit the long shot instead. So there's a lot of ways to kind of attack this market.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to tail you on the Gainwell one because I definitely love that.
There we go.
Okay, so you've given us a lot of good nuggets here. You're leaning towards unders. You definitely look at unders when it comes to player props. You feel like that's where the value is. No on an anytime touchdown. Very interesting. Hadn't thought about that one. You've gave us a really good long shot for MVP with Gainwell. Is there anything else? And the over for the national anthem is something to look at. Is there anything else that people should know that you think, you know, coming into this game as a batter?
I just think, you know, with the Eagles in particular, you know, don't go crazy on their passing numbers, because I think the one thing is, like, we haven't really seen them trail a lot, but so I thought there was going to be a lot of value on, like, betting overs for the Eagles passing game, but it's because it's probably the Super Bowl, the books just seem to have accounted for that already. And, like, the lines are too high. And it's like, even if the Eagles are in a trailing script, they still, that doesn't necessarily mean they're throwing the ball. Yeah, exactly. They could still run, because Hurts is going to drop back, but he scrambles at a high rate. And then design runs to Hurts. So all these things, that's the thing I would kind of say. But in general, I just think, again, it's unprecedented. It's kind of like week one in a way, where there's just so much lead up time to the game. So if you're going to be looking to bet props and things like that, like, I would say wait, because the value is usually on the unders, but people are going to be hitting these over, and that even goes for the total as well.
You get better value.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, like, day of the game, like, there's going to be an influx of money, probably on the total, probably on a lot of the chalk props, like, you know, Travis Kelce, AJ Brown, things like that. So, like, always check these lines and keep checking them, because they're going to move. But yeah, I would say, like, wait and then take advantage of the unders.
Okay, I love that. Chris, this has been so much fun. I'm so glad that we finally got you on. I know we've been trying for a couple weeks. You had some, I was sick. So I'm so glad that you have come on. Let the people know where to find you. You've got podcasts, you've got articles. I'm very excited about this article you're going to do on the Super Bowl exotics. But let people know where to find you.
Yeah, so you can find all my work at actionnetwork.com, but really, I would say the best way is download the Action Network app, and you can just type in my name, Chris Raybon, in the follow tab, and you can follow me. You can get notifications anytime I make a bet, and you can read all the content in there. You can track all the lines and the movements and your props and all your bets as well. So that's the main place. And then, doing the Action Network podcast, going to have a bunch of Super Bowl previews. We'll have our Propapalooza episode coming out next week. So check me out there as well.
And you guys, check him out. Download the app. Follow him. 16-7 in the playoffs this year. 67% on all of his NFL bets this year. If you're going to tail anybody, Chris is definitely the guy. Chris, again, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck with your bets.
Thank you. You too.